All right, so last time we were talking about the idea of Yavish V'Yavish. We'll continue discussing the idea of Yavish V'Yavish. So if we can turn to, let's see, we discussed last week, let's go to the Torah. Let's go to the Torah. So confess. Keep going back and forth on this. Let's see. So we discussed last week on the back end, well, for me on page Shin, but on the second page, right? So remember, we discussed we had this machlokes, the three way machlokes we've shown between the Rush, the Ramba, between the Rush, the Rashba, and the Smag, right? The Rush held that if you have three pieces of, oh, there it is. Okay, Rashi. Then there's opinion of Rashi as well which we didn't do last week. So the Rush held that you have three pieces together, right? One of them is kosher. One of them is not kosher. Two of them are kosher. One of them is not. One of them is kosher. Two are kosher and one is not kosher. Right? The majority are kosher. So you have what we call chad betray in halacha. So what do we do? So we say that they're all kosher. That it's batal and that it works. So the question is, how much does it work? So the Rush says that it really works. They're all heter. That's the din. I mean, we've closed our eyes and we say they're all mutter. You could gobble them. We could put them together and you could eat them all up together. That's what the Rush says. You can put them all in one sandwich and eat them together. The Rash comes along and says, well, we're going to say they're all kosher, but we'll have one person will eat. You don't eat them at the same time. We never want to say you're for sure eating Isser right now. Rather, we want it to be: is this kosher? Yes. Is this kosher? Yes. Is this kosher? Yes. So eat them one after another. So we can never say that one that you're eating is treif. Right? But to put them all together, the Rashba is not happy with. And finally, we have the opinion of
it seems to be the opposite. It seems to be the other way makes more sense. If you put them all together, then there's a suffix. You're talking about.
If you put them all together, then you're for sure going to be eating treif. Right? If one of these, this or this, are treif, now I put them all together in a sandwich, and I take a bite in all three of them, so I'm for sure eating something that's treif.
Okay, and if you eat them separately?
If I eat them separately, so I ask you individually, is this the one that's treif?
I don't know.
Right, the chances are that it's not, right?
Okay.
So you could eat this one, and then what about this? Right? So then each one, you have to pass on individually, and each one you will say is lenient. And then finally, you have the opinion of, not finally, but the Smag has his opinion that we should have a bilahach mishlo lechol adam echad. Now, one person shouldn't eat all of them. I mean, if I eat all three, so then it's going to be the same thing, right? Oh, well, you're for sure eating treif. But if all three of us eat one of the three, right? So then none of us will for sure have eaten treif. So that's the three of machlokas we've shown. If one looks a little bit below where it says ve'in sarach lahashlich, the next Dibur HaMaskil, so
where are we looking?
In the Beis Yosef,
there's
Dibur HaMaskil ve'in sarach lahashlich.
About halfway down on the right vein, so
right. Yeah. So if you he quotes Rashi about three lines into it in Avodah Zarah Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph Dibur HaMaskil Tarti. It's at the end of the line. Then goes on to the next line, which begins Dishadi, right, where he says Dishadi Chado LeKalavim. Right, we should throw one of them to the dogs. That's a Rashi in Avodah Zarah. It's also a Rashi that appears in Maseches Beitza. Right, that if you have this mixture of three, so take one of them and throw it away, throw it to the dogs. Right, so now you have two. So I could say that no one's going to end up eating treif, because I could say that the one that's treif was actually thrown away and we're not eating it. So that seems to
and
be an extra
on what basis. How do you know? Because there's a suffix anyways. So
if all three of us eat one, right, so then we have a bit of a problem. Why? Because we know that one of us are eating treif. So Rashi's saying, we'll avoid that. Let's make sure that we never know that one of us has eaten treif. How are we going to know? Right? Maybe the one that was thrown away is the one that actually was the one that wasn't kosher. Now, we're not saying that it is. We're not saying that for sure it is, but we're dealing now on a level of... I knew Mark was going to have trouble with these last two Simanim.
I got it. It's just a matter of... I get the logic.
You have the possibility that you didn't eat treif.
This is like a halacha. You made a psak. There's three in there, right? They can all be consumed. So that's a psak that they're all edible.
Right. So you're a rush man.
I am for sure.
You're 100% a rush man.
100% rush.
Right here.
I'm blind rush man.
Right. So the pashtus is. is that the other ones are dealing on a level of Durabanan, meaning because yes, you might be a Rush man, but I'm only going to have people like Mark. And Mark is getting a little queasy. You know, he's like, really?
Life is black and white. Come on.
That's the culture. Don't eat any of them.
Huh?
So be machmir, don't eat any of them.
Absolutely.
Right, but
you
we
mean the ones that you're not
eating? But we're stuck with one book here, and we got to have one book that's going to include Mark and include Bob. So that's the conundrum. So you have the Rishonim trying to find their way between the two and
this
come
like
up with
a. This is like a firing squad. You get a whole bunch of guys to shoot the guy. No single soldier knows which bullet killed the guy, so he's spared the moral.
Okay. All right.
It seems like the Russians holding that there really is.
It's bottle.
It's really bottle.
Not kosher, right.
The other guy's saying, well, we say it's bottle, but in reality, we know that there's something.
Right, so there are makoros for it.
The reality is defined by the halacha.
Right, but they have a different view.
Right, but there are makoros the other way. So one of the big makoros that's quoted is the idea of Eden, right? In fact, the Tosus HaRash seems to be, Tosus HaRash we assume was written by the same person as the Rush, right? That's why it's called Tosus HaRash. So he seems to have a different. He seems there to Paskin almost the opposite. There's a case, and I read this and I don't have it in front of me, but he has a case, I believe, of two Eidim, right? You have two sets of Eidim that say opposite things, right? So what happens to the two sets of Eidim? Do them get in trouble? No, we might not be able to believe them for that case, but we can't say that either one of them is possible, like, maybe he's telling us, maybe we don't know. So let's say the next day, one aid from each show up in front of you in court, right? So you're allowed to accept their aidus, knowing that one of them lied the day before in court.
I mean, now they're saying the same thing.
Now, a different case.
Oh.
Right? They show up and the mechuvad aidus kedushin, right? Beryl and shmeryl, right? That come from that the day before we're lying against we're lying but we're butting against each other.
Not necessarily lying.
No, a case where they were lying. No. It wasn't a mistake. We know one of the two aidim were lying. We just can't. We don't know which one. One of them should be puzzle aidus. So are you allowed to accept them? So there, the Rush says no. The right he quotes a pasuk. I believe again. I'm a little nervous. I'm a little nervous being on tape. I believe he quotes a pasuk saying no. He says we won't accept that. So that first of all you have to understand is steer in the Rush. But then beyond that, there seem to be gemaras that seem to be against
steer
that.
In the Rush?
You have to explain to me why is it that in our case you're going to say, well, even though you know one piece is treif, we're going to allow him to eat all three at once. There we know one of the eidus is treif, and we're not going to accept both of them at once.
No, one of the eidus is treif. I agree, one of the eidus is treif. In our case, there's no more treif meat. It doesn't exist anymore.
Well, but
because the halacha is that Echad betrayed. That
no, but there's the halacha is you look at each eid individually, and it's and they're okay. I mean, if those two Edom would show up on separate weddings the next day, so they'd all be accepted as Edom. Right? There's also a Gemara in Pesachim with Shnei Shvilin, that you know that there's a body buried when I was in, you know, there was the West Side Highway and the FDR Drive, right? So you had one body that was buried in the, you didn't know where the body was buried. You knew it was buried in the right lane going northward on one of those two highways, but you don't know which one. And two Kohanim come and they ask you, right? I drove, and by the way, Suffolk Tomb of Rishus HaRabim is Tahor, right? And I have two Kohanim both come in front of you and they both say at the same time, hi, I was driving on the right lane on the West Side FDR Drive, right? So are they, what happens to both of them? So I believe the Gemara there says that even though if they would both come one after another, so you would rule them both tahor. If they both come together, so then you would rule them tamei, at least the Rabban. So there are makoros that you don't close your eyes to the reality, even though when they're separate, you would rule them.
How's this related to both?
I'm sorry. The reality is defined by the halacha. And if the principle in halacha is that if it's two and one, then the one loses its identity, then it has lost its identity. So, and it no longer is treif, because that's what the halacha is.
So you gotta figure out those makoros. I mean, the Rash was taking those makoros seriously and saying, well, wait a second, have them both at the same time. Yeah, that's a tarti disaster. Whether on the rice level, the Rabbanan level, or because they're queasy people like Mark level.
If somebody came along and said, I can identify that piece of meat, it's mine, I cut it, And I can tell you the story.
But no one has.
Story. That's a different story. Now you are lying to whatever.
It's either reality or it's not reality. It's either...
No. But he has changed reality. He has changed...
I understand.
He has changed our halacha now.
I understand.
Right. So that is the dispute. If you take a look at the bottom left in the Darkei Moshe, the bottom left of the next page, right? So the Darkei, so all the dust settles. So how do we paskin that machlokas? So we saw last week that the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rashba, like the Smak. He says he paskins like the Rashba and says v'yish mishom, right? That you shouldn't all eat them together.
Which line are you reading from?
I'm just taking a look in the Shulchan Aruch, but the Shulchan, I have both in front of me at the same time. Right? The Shulchan Aruch paskin like the Rashba and said, oh, there are those that are machmir, meaning the Smak, that you should give them all out together. But really, Meikar, then he seems to paskin like the Rashba. And the Ramah doesn't argue. The Ramah quotes Rashi, and he doesn't argue there. Okay? If you look down here, the Darkei Moshe again and the Ramah are the same person. The Ramah is supposed to be basing himself after the Darkei Moshe. So in the Darkei Moshe here...
Yeah, what he says in the bottom.
In the Darkei Moshe, the bottom left, he quotes the Rush. In the left column, I think that's probably where Bob is looking.
Right.
Yesh lomar, shehu ochel heter v'shari misveka, right? You're eating heter, shehu mutter misafek, moshu rei beis yosef barucha. V'imkein din zet taloi b'sar dil el. This halacha is based on that idea. V'ho al v'chasati leil b'shem ha'chronim deha mekel ochlam adam echad lo hifsim. That one could be mekel, and if one person eats them, it's okay. Hu adim gamkein, kan, also in our case, ha mekel k'divir rush lo hifsim k'nisker leil. If one is mekel like the Rush, you could be Makel. This is going on the idea of Lach Balaf. I'm sorry, right? I kind of skipped ahead a little bit. But he goes on to quote the idea of not Lach Balaf, but even when it's mixed together. Alright, so let's take a step back. You see, I just want to show you here, the Darkei Moshe of Paskins seems to Paskin like the Rush, right? Which makes Bob happy. The problem is he seems to wimp out when it comes to the Shulchan Aruch and to the Shulchan Aruch itself. So let's now turn to the Shulchan Aruch and see how we paskin on that. We'll review last week and then move on and see where that rush is invoked and where it is not invoked. So Simon Kuf tests Sif Aleph. Let me read again. Yeah. So again, as we talked about last, so Aleph Chatichas in Ruyelis Chavich Nisarve Ba'Achirus. Right, you have one piece that is just the meatball, plain meatball. It gets mixed with other meatballs. Min B'mina Yavish V'Yavish. Right, if it's in its own type, and they're all dry. Right, the Hainu She'in Nivla Ve'Isser Omer Bi'Atzma, meaning that they weren't absorbed from one another, and they're each standing, on their own. You don't have to worry about absorptions of taste from one into the other. So Chad Betray Batal, one and two is Batal. Umutter Li Achlam Edom Echad, and one person is allowed to eat it. Kolachas Bifnei Atzma, each one on their own, right, in accordance with the Rashba against the Rush. Right, one person could go and eat one after another after another, because each one individually is Paskin Lakula.
Rush was like a middle position because there's more extreme.
Right. Aval, clearly, you shouldn't eat them all together. The Yesh Misha Oster Liachlam Adam Echad Afilu Zeacharzen. Some even ask one person to eat it one after another. Okay? The Chen Yishinu Lechachila. And that's how the Ramah Paskins. Lechachila, right? You should give them out. You should disperse them and have one person each of them. Period. Okay? That's the psak of the Ramah.
Top of
Kufa. The 10th page.
Okay. So the assumption of the Ramah is he's referring to the last thing that Lechavra said.
Right. Lechachila, right. Lechachila, we should disperse him. Right. Right. And some are machmir to actually throw one away, like Rashi. But he says, but that's just a chumr, you don't have to worry about that. Okay, so he's not machmir like Rashi. Now, let's hold off on that. Let's stop in the Ramah there. Let's move on to Sif Beis. Okay? Sif Beis changes we'll come back to that. It's on my little list here. So Sif Beis then goes on and says, well, that all works when it's really Yavish B'Yavish, meaning you have three things that are as hard and as dry as books, right? So there's nothing that's being transferred from one thing to another. He says, but what happens if Yavish B'Yavish and Yisbatel Chai Betray? You have three dry things, they all were Mevatel one into another. So in Bashlan Kulan Ke'echad, let's say you cook them all together. Even if you're then going to be eating them all together, it becomes aser. Each one separately, it's going to become aser. Why? What's going on in this next sif? You're mixing them together. So it's no longer yavish v'yavish that I know that each one is... each one is going to paskin by itself and be mutter. Rather, they're all mixed together now. If they're all mixed together, so each one is going to be one-third treif. Right? So I can't go ahead and eat it. Right? So therefore, the Shulchan Aruch paskins. In that case, then all bets are off. Right? All bets are off. Unless, aser im ein sham shishim, unless you have shishim. Right, if they share rotate with the rotate, that's going to give a taste. Right, and it'll be absorbed in the chatichos. Right, if it's less than 160, then you don't have to worry about it. Why? Because the sauce is going to then be absorbed in the rest of the pieces. If you want to cook them together, the ein sham shishim. Mutter laharbos kidei laharbos aleim kidei shir shishim ulavashlan ve'ein bo mishum mevatel iser. Right, and he does a big kula from the Mechaber. Right, this goes back to ein mevatel iser lachatila. Right, he's saying, what can you do here? Let's say you have these three things. Right, one, two, and three. Right, and now I want to cook them together. Right, the problem is I have them mixed. Right, so. So if I cook them together, so then they're all it's going to mix things. It's going to be a problem. I'm allowed to make it, add in another couple piles of books, right? And that way I'll make it so that whatever piece was the Usher one will be less than 1/60. That's okay. Why? Because I'm not really being in Mevatel Nesuch Achila, right? At this point, I can eat each one individually, right? So it's a chap that the Mechaber has to say that you can, we'll give you a kula. We'll give
before
you a
kula
to do that. Before it's cooked.
So then after it's cooked,
It's cooked, so then it's aser, and then it's in Mevatel Nesuch Achila. However.
So what if he had 60 over the three pieces that are there?
What do you mean?
No, you
can't, because then right now you have three usher things.
Okay.
Meaning at this point, when I have three in front of me, they're all mutter. So I'm just adding, and I'm adding, okay. But if once I have anything that's usher, I can't flip it back. Comes the Ramah and says that, and the Ramah brings back to life, Chozer v'neir, the rush. But the Ramah comes along and says, V'yishom dimnodeya hataruvas kodum shenispash v'biyachat. Let's say I recognize that there's a mixture before they get mixed together. Right? So at this point, right, if I were to ask, what's the story with these three things? Right? Mutter, mutter, mutter. And according to the rush, it's even, right?
Mutter all together.
Mutter, mutter, and mutter. I can eat them together. Right? So according to the rush, they all become mutter. Right? The nodea taruv is konshni spashl biyachad hakol shari. They're all mutter. Why? The ein chos v'nesarin miachrishni spashl biyavish. That, right? Because they can't go back to become usher once bittul already took place. Right? So all of a sudden here, right? Tur, you look in the parentheses, Tur b'shem harash, right? There's the rush. That's the shita sarash. You can rely on this rush. Right? So now you have a problem. You have a little bit of a problem. Right? Why is it that in Sif Aleph, the Ramah is silent, doesn't quote the rush, and in Sif Beis, he quotes the rush? Right, so if Aleph, you have these three pieces together, right? So can I eat them all together? Right? So do you hear the Ramah coming along and saying, oh, wait a second, there's a Shitas HaRash that you can rely on, right? No mention of it. Right? The only time when you hear him all of a sudden is this last case where if you have them together, right, and then you recognize them being together, and then they're a bottle, and then you put some things on top of it, and you cook them together, so then he'll say, oh, wait a second, there's this Shitas HaRash that says that once there's a Taruvas Chad Betray, it's bottle, and all good. So why is it one and not the other?
Because he looked into the Taz, and the Taz said, I don't know why.
So if you think about it, right, as we've mentioned a few times, b'dieved means different things in different times, right? So let's say I have this case of chad betray, right? This is pashas. I'm not sure anyone says it on the page, but you have these three cases. You have these three pieces that are together, right? So now I have a chad betray b'dieved, right? I have chad betray b'dieved of one and two yavish b'yavish, right? So what's the b'dieved case now? So the b'dieved case now is I have these three things together. What can I still do? Well, I could still eat one, and then I could still eat another, and then I could still eat a third. Right? That's sif aleph. So therefore there's no need to invoke the rush. Right? Well, you have to eat them all in the same sandwich. Right? You don't have to eat one after another. So that's sif aleph. Sif beis, however, we've ossered food. Right? Sif beis, if you don't invoke the rush, then what do you have to do with these three things that have been cooked together? What do you do with them? You got to throw them in the garbage. So in that case, so then the rush comes. Then the Ramah comes back and says, "Oh wait, there's a shitas harush that you can rely on mishas adchak to say b'makom hefsed. You know, don't throw out your soup. Keep them all together. You can rely on the rush to say that really they were all batel chad betray, and even though they all got mixed together, they don't have to. They, once it's batel, and it's all over, and therefore you could put them in therefore it's all fine. Okay, adkan." That's probably why the Ramah included the Rush and Sif Beis but didn't include the Rush and Sif Aleph. All right, how we doing? Okay, so one more Ha'ara on Sif Kuf Tes.
The basis for 1 and 3 is what? Suffolk.
Yeah, it's pasuk in the Torah.
It says
Achri Rabbi Mahavis. But it's good. That's a pasuk having to do with judges, right? But when it comes to judges, so we say the whole beast is pasuk in this way, even though it might have been a 2 against 1 or 3 against 2 or 4 against 1 or whatever, right? It's majority rules. It's based on that. It's based on that pasuk. The Gemara comparison. It's, I didn't make it up.
That's a really comparison. I mean, in terms of if 2 out of 3 judges pasuk in this way, then the third one is included in that.
He gets included, right.
It's so like acclamation after the convention when they're nominating the president.
Right,
they won and say, oh, let's all do the acclamation.
Yeah, and that they're going to apply to right. 3 pieces of meat.
Right, right.
Dude.
Yeah, they do. Right. Yeah. They're creative. So there's one more piece in the Ramah that we skipped and want to just go back to. So the Ramah Sif Aleph gave the following exception. Right? He says, when is this? He says, this whole idea of we've been talking about chad betray yavish v'yavish, right? Comes to Ramah and says, well, hold on, it's not just him, it's really in the Torah himself with the machlokes of the Sefer Trumos over here. So the Ramah says, when is that? So that's only if it's, let's do it like this. Mark asked before, what happened to Shishim? Right, so why are we going chad betray and not requiring shishim? Why are we going chad betray and not requiring shishim? Because it's dry and
it's min
bimino. Thank you. It's each type, right? It's the same type.
So they have a mixture.
The idea of shishim, right? Yeah, well, no, they've mixed. I have three pieces of meat.
Oh.
Right, they're separate, but that's a mixture. I have 3 pieces of meat in front of me. I don't know which one's which. Right, so that's a mixture.
Okay.
Right, so the only shishim is not a batel din. Shishim is really a nosein tam din. Mm-hmm. Right, so the only time you really, at least according to the only time you know for sure that you're going to have a problem of shishim is when you have an issue of taste. Right, so with milk and meat, so I need to know if the milk is imposing taste. So that I invoke shishim. Right, so comes the Ramah and says that this whole idea here of chad betray batel only, but b'yavish only works if it's min b'mino. But if it's min b'she'eno mino, so then I have to be machmir. Right? V'chol zeh kishenis ariv b'mino. Aval shelo b'mino ve'ein makir. I don't recognize it. Afilu yavish b'yavish tzarech shishim. Even if it's yavish b'yavish, I would require 60. I would require that amount. It continues on. It says, "Ve'in chiluk b'chol zeh b'inim isur midrabbanon midoraisa v'ayin le'asim kof beis in this ariv kalim biyachad." What happens if you mix kalim together? Okay, that's a different discussion there. But so this is an interesting din, because if you think about it, how in the world are you going to have a case of yavish biyavish chad betray min b'she'eno mino? Right? If I have a piece of pork and I have 2 pieces of meat, that's a chad betray yavish biyavish. Right? So what will I do in order to solve that terubis problem?
Take away the pork.
I'll take away the pork, right.
Okay, maybe it's veal and you can't tell.
Maybe it's veal and you can't tell.
White meat.
I mean, veal and pork look the same.
They're both totally white meat.
Yeah. Right. So on this din, you have to scratch your head and say, wait a second, how are you going to have that scenario? How are you going to have a yavish b'yavish, chad b'trei, min b'she'enu mino? So if you look at the shach, so shach gives you two possibilities. Shach sif ches. Shalu b'mino, A. They're very small pieces, and you don't know the difference between one from another. So that's the Benzelzet, the tour. Venir Ali, that's actually the case of the tour that he quotes here. He says, Venir Ali, the Mishkachas Lanami, Kigon Shiishkan Bezu Gimumina. Let's say you have two or three types of meat. Venudeya Shechamahem Aser. Right, you know one of them is aser, and you day is man. You don't know which one. So how are you going to have that? Kigon sheshachet kamaminim. Let's say you sheft several times of meat. You right? You day sheechamayhem nishchat shlo luhugan. You know one of them was shefted badly. And you day isu. I don't remember if it was the chicken that I shefted badly, or if it was the you know, the turkey or the veal that I shefted badly. Right? B'chein kol chiyosef is that all those types of cases. So that's where you're going to go ahead and invoke this. So that is fascinating, because the tour himself, Paskins, against this Ramah. I mean, the Ramah is going against the tour. The tour himself says, She'ein chilik bein is arva v'mina bein shelo v'mina. Kuch different lechatichos dakus. There's a lot of small pieces. She'ein nikr bein zeh lezeh. Right? If I can't tell the difference between the kosher chicken or the non-kosher turkey, right, but they're all mixed together as min b'she'en umino, even though you're actually you know you're getting a distinct tam from the thing that's not kosher, the Torah still says it's okay, chai v'trei batal, I don't have to worry about it anymore. Yavish v'yavish takes over, as opposed to the Sefer Trumos that is machmer in that question, right? Why would you even have a havamina there? So probably because I'm not sure about that. Okay, so good. So let's stop here. Sif Kuf Yud gets more intensive. You see, this at least there is still, I guess, some amount of logic. Kuf Yud gets more into the Gezeiras HaKasuv's idea of Bittel. So, Mark,
stay tuned.
Would Kachin be more Machmir?